Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. But there are a number of other cultures that use different things. Whereabouts were you traveling when you went away?
North Africa, and so that's Islamic.
Okay.
And then Central America, which is a combination of indigenous American and Spanish traditions.
Okay.
And so you had this, and it's often a blend. We put together an ethno map once of the world, and there's a couple of three main centers of independently springing up cultures. Ayurveda is the oldest, India, China close behind, and then what we call Galenic, the European tradition, and they blend in the middle with the Urdu, you know, in the Pakistani world, which is essentially Galenic, and Islamic is Galenic. But then you see the overlaps, and particularly when you talk about North America, you get the translation over the Atlantic and from Asia the other way. So it's a blend and some meld. And what I practice is sort of global. I use Chinese remedies and Indian remedies and North American remedies, a lot of North American remedies.
Yeah, yeah. And are there, like a spice palette, are there particular standout members of all those different families and cultural traditions that are most prominent?
Yeah, I was brought up a lot on the North American traditions. That was a historical the post-industrial British, very interesting story. You know, Britain did industrial revolution more than anybody else. And within a generation, the countryside had emptied and we were moving into Halifax and Bradford and Leeds and Manchester and so on in large numbers. And these were country people. And they were normally looking after themselves, mostly by women in the villages. They moved into back-to-back housing in the working class areas, proletariat, and they changed gender, the herbalists, and they were blokes who set up shops, the herbalist shops. One of the first was a man called Jesse Boot in Nottingham, who was the co-founder of the National Association of Medical Herbalists. Well, Boot might have another connotation to you because he was originally a herbalist shop. And that was the way it went. It became a functional medicine for the working people, but they didn't have a legacy to fall back on. They just had polyglot, you know, village traditions. Along came an American who had rediscovered the principles of Greek medicine in the Midwest. And it was all about hot and cold and using KN, which is a Native American remedy.
Yeah.
And so he came back with this new idea, Thompsonian medicine. No one's ever heard of it now. But it was the basis of a new tradition of herbal medicine as a profession in the UK. And I inherited that tradition when I studied in Leicester in the 1970s. And so half of my materia medica was North American. Echinacea, you know, the native ginseng, golden seal, and lots of very exciting gynecological remedies come from North America.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.